June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Wow! Oh, your favorite little June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. I'm recording a little shorty, and I haven't decided yet, but I'm either going to do this every weekday from now until the June event, but I'm not going to promise that, or I'm not. But I'm going to do a short one because I wanted to do a recording, and I wanted to try doing a shorter one and then doing them more often, so I'm going to try it. You know, you guys can just see what you think, and I don't know. I don't think I can be like Big Fatty. So I do not know. I love podcasting, but I do not know how Fatty does his show 5 days a week. I mean, I don't know how he has enough to say. And I know he's always asking for content, and he has bumpers, and you know, honestly, those bumpers take up, what, half of his show? So I guess he really only has to come up with maybe 10 minutes of content per day. And then, you know, he has enough gentleman callers that he has time, you know, he has a lot of stories to tell about those. That's another thing about Fatty. Nothing against Fatty, but he has more gentleman callers than anybody else I know. And I don't know how he does. I mean, when he has Grindr open, it's just bring, 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 like all the freaking time. And I just don't know how it, I don't know. Anyway, Fatty, if you're listening, I'm thinking about you. I know your mother is recovering, and I think you were driving back from Hatlanta today. So I'm thinking about you. I'm also leaving voicemails on your show to advertise the June live streaming event. So anyone listening to me, I'm also going to try to do more frequent episodes to advertise the June event. So if you're a podcaster and you haven't registered your show yet, you need to go over to pride48.com, click on the events link at the top, and click on the June live streaming event. And then at the bottom of that page, there's a register button. You need to click on that and fill out the form. We need to know if you're going to be streaming, and we want you. We want all of you to stream, even if you haven't done your podcast in 2 years or something. We want you. So if you're technologically challenged and you don't know how to stream, we'll help you, but we want you. So I just wanted to get that out there. So not much has been going on here. Still, work is really stressful. I did, however, finish booking all of the excursions for Alaska. And it was such a challenge. Now, I know everyone's going to be like, oh my God, he's whining over having a vacation. But I had to, Mark had already done 2 or 3 evenings worth of research, looking at the excursions that we would possibly like, listing them out in a spreadsheet, putting the prices, the times, and all of that. And then I needed to go back and review all of that and then make the final decision, because he doesn't like decisions. And so I have to go back, look at everything. We had to get whale watching in because I love whale watching. you know, we had to get, he wanted to do, there was a food tour, and we both love eating at restaurants and trying the local cuisine and stuff like that. Except I'm a picky eater, apparently, because I don't like seafood. So he, you know, he wanted to do that. It's a good thing that I didn't book any of the, they had a lot of excursions where it was like a flight. You get on a small seaplane sort of thing, and you, they fly you around over glaciers and stuff. And just today on Good Morning America, they were saying how two seaplanes, what, collided or something? And a couple of people died, and Mark said, oh, good thing you didn't book one of those. But we have at least an excursion every single day, at least one, but some days we have multiple. We're doing like a hunt for bears, and it's not what you're thinking. It's actual grizzly bears. It's not like gay bears. We're doing some whale watching with bald eagle and other nature stuff. We're doing a food tour in Juneau. We're doing a glacier tour. Not a tour, but like a, you know, viewing of a glacier or whatever. We're doing a cruise. One of the days, I guess they just drive up a smaller boat up to the cruise ship, and you all get off, whoever paid for it, and they take you in closer to the glacier. So we're doing that on the last day. So the only thing left that we have to do is we have to book our hotel for Vancouver. And I talked to Tim from Alaska, and he's going to cook for us, because I said, Tim, he said, do you want to eat at a restaurant or do you want me to cook? And I said, well, as much as you post online about all these fantastic things you're cooking, you know, I want to taste your food, because when will I ever get a chance to taste your food other than this? And so I said, why don't you cook a meal and then we can go out to eat for another meal? Because we're going to be there one night and then part of the next day. And I'm hoping Tim can go around, do a little sightseeing with us, or at least go to lunch or something like that, and we can treat him. And so I think he's already started planning his menu for that, because I said, now, Tim, I don't like seafood, but Mark loves seafood, because he said, oh, you guys have to have king crab and or salmon while you're here. And I said, well, I don't like seafood. But, you know, by all means, you know, you can cook seafood for Mark and he'll eat it. But I, you know, I'm not going to eat seafood. And I said, I'll eat whatever. We'll go get Whataburger. And he said, oh, I can slap a steak or a pork chop or something on the grill and make side items. And Mark can have a king crab. And I was like, whatever you want. He said he'll make a dessert. I'm looking most forward to a dessert, because I've seen all of the fantastic desserts that Tim posts on Facebook, and I imagine that he's just the best baker in the world. Actually, I should have told him, he always posts those pictures of making his own pasta. I should tell him I want him to make me some pasta, because I really like pasta. But anyway, so I booked that excursion. Mark and I just sat around on Saturday evening, and I decided, you know what, let's play a game. So we had this card game called Phase 10 that we hadn't even opened. And we opened it up, read the instructions, and it's really fun, actually. But it's the reason it's called Phase 10 is because each round or each hand is called a phase. And you're trying to meet a different goal. Like the first phase, you're trying to get, and I don't know, I don't have it in front of me, so, but you're trying to get like a run. And the next phase, you're trying to get a run and a set. And one, you're trying to get 7 cards of the same color and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, but you have at least 10 rounds, because to win, you have to get all 10 phases. You have to achieve all 10 phases. And, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but I won we played 2 games of 10 and I won both. And I bought some liquor. I bought Midori and grapefruit vodka and sour mix and a pomegranate liqueur, and I made mixed drinks, and we sat around and played cards. And that was really fun, actually. We do a lot of going out and eating and going to movies and all of that kind of stuff, but we don't play. Usually when we're playing games, it's like with my parents. And, you know, a lot of times my parents love to play dominoes, so we'll play dominoes with the parents or, you know, something like that. But we don't usually sit around and play games with each other. But that was really fun. And then he still wants to win. So last night he said, oh, we need to keep playing that until I win. And so we played another round of 10 last night and I won again. But anyway, so he's going to come in from work at any point. I messaged him and said, hey, I'm recording, so don't bother me. But he's going to come in and hear me talking about winning. And then on Sunday, we went to see the Pokemon movie. Now, I will say this about the Pokemon movie. If you don't play Pokemon or you don't have some nostalgia for it, there's no reason for you to go. The only reason you want to see that movie is if you're, like, into Pokemon. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say. And then, you know, I've just been working the rest of the week, so I'm going to end it here. And this one is quite a bit shorter, but thank you guys for listening. June event for Pride 48. If you are a podcaster, you only have until May 31st to register. Go over to pride48.com and register. And for more information and episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find all kinds of LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys again next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.